What's up, everybody? Welcome to the very first episode of the You Versus You podcast. This has been a long time coming, but we are finally here and doing this. I am your host, Lola.
My name is Ed. You guys don't know nothing about me, but you're going to get to know me along the way. She's the one that's been a social media person, so some of you might know who she is, but yeah.
Yeah, so just so you guys can know a little bit more about us, I do post on social media. I guess you could say I'm like a small creator on YouTube / TikTok, but this is like a whole different area of like what I'm used to. And this podcast was actually his idea. He's the one that came to me with the idea, which I was a little bit surprised about because he's not into being on social media or anything like that. But yeah, I create like lifestyle content and some kind of like fashion, I guess you could say, but mostly lifestyle is what I'm really into.
Yeah, a little bit about me. I've been an entrepreneur on and off my whole life. And I say on and off because I haven't completely made it out. You know, I still do 9 to 5 from time to time. And
we both do.
That's what the main concept of this podcast is going to be about. So getting straight into it, the reason why, should we start with a name? We named it You Versus You because she came up with the name, actually.
Yeah, we went back and forth a lot of like what should be the name of the podcast because we knew the concept and what we wanted the podcast to be. We just didn't really know the name. But I came up with You Versus You because it's straight to the point. It's you against yourself. Like, nobody else is holding you back from anything. No one else is holding you back from your dreams, your goals. It's only you.
Yeah, so yeah, that's going to be the whole concept of the podcast. So the only thing, like she said, is that's holding us back from achieving our goals. At the end of the day, you can blame your circumstances, but your decisions that you made along the way led you to those circumstances.
And you're the one that can make your dreams happen. No one else is going to do it for you but yourself.
So yeah, that's the main concept. Daily battles with, I call it the inner bitch. Other people call it the devil. You call it whatever you want. But yeah, daily battles with doing the things that you know you're supposed to be doing, whether it's waking up and getting up early, whether it's reading that book and not binge watching Netflix, whether
working out, eating healthy.
Exactly. Going and fucking clocking into the gym, going for a walk, all those little things, right? So that's the main foundation of this podcast. It's always going to be circling back to that. You versus you.
And just to talk a little bit more of like topics that we'll be talking about, we'll do a lot of like health and wellness because we are very into that. We're not perfect, but we do try to live a healthier lifestyle. So health and wellness, finance, relationship advice, entrepreneurship, and just being a relatable everyday person. Because like he said earlier, we're both working our 9 to 5 jobs. We're not at the success level that we want to be at, and not even close, but we know what our goals are. We know what we want in life. And another inspiration for making this podcast was that we listen to a lot of motivational people and entrepreneurs and things, people in that category, but we feel like in the podcast world, there's not really people who are showing the journey to get to that success level. We're already seeing like the big picture that they are living. Like, they're already successful. They already have the career, the nice house, the nice cars, the healthy body and mindset. But
it's the finished product.
But we don't, yeah, the finished product. But we don't really see we didn't really get to see like from the beginning. Some of them do show it, but I feel like that's why we want to do this podcast, to be able to relate to other people who are in the same position that we are in and want to be a better person.
So the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're showing you along the way what we're going through on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it, right? You're getting the raw, uncut, unfiltered thing.
Version of ourselves. Yeah. Yeah,
and we're going to shoot the shit a lot.
Yeah, and I feel like another topic, too, that would be interesting or fun or entertaining is kind of like current events or just things going on in the world as well. Yeah. Everything that we talk about is going to be our opinion. Both of us are very open-minded people and like anything. We're not closed-minded. Even if we don't agree with somebody else's opinion, I feel like we can have open conversations about anything and everything and like, you know.
That being said, if you're sensitive, this ain't for you. Because, yeah, I think we're going to tell you shit how, lay it out to you how it is. You know what I mean? There's no sugarcoating stuff. And if you're not ready to battle that inner bitch that you see in the mirror, then this is not for you. If you're not ready for change, you're not ready to level up, you're not ready to become that better version of yourself, this is not for you.
Yeah, and going back to what I was saying, we're going to be talking about our own opinions and what we're doing to better ourselves. This isn't necessarily what you have to do to better your own life, because obviously you're your own person, I'm my own person, but we're just trying to motivate and inspire people and maybe take little tips and tricks of what we're talking about, but you don't have to do everything fully to how we are doing it, because this is what works for us. And I'm saying that more in the regards of like health and wellness, diets, workouts. Like, not every formula is going to work for everyone. We're just going to share what we are doing for ourselves.
So leading into, or getting right into it, I think I would like to add another reason why I was inspired to start this podcast. I've always been some sort of, like, I guess you can say, for a better choice of words, a preacher. Like, I preach. People come to me for advice. They've always came to me, my friends, my family. And I've always preached to them, you know, motivational shit and trying to inspire them, trying to find their goals in life and, you know, trying to push them to be great. And a lot of the times, you know, some people hear you, but they don't take action, or they don't want to hear it, whatever it is. And that's why I came up with creating something like this. You know, I can speak out to whoever wants to listen and actually take my advice or take whatever. If I can inspire one person out of this, I think it's great. You know what I mean? There's no like benefit to me doing this other than that, really. And we're not here to sell you. I would like to disclaim, we're not going to be here trying to sell you a course. We're not going to be trying to sell you anything. We're just here to inspire and maybe be inspired. At the end of the day, we don't know what this is like, the capability of this becoming something greater. Else and greater, like it's endless, right? So we might have a how do you say, host? No, not host, guest. We guest, might have, yeah, some guests on here later down the line. That's a possibility. We've talked about that, like local entrepreneurs that, no, you might not see them on social media, but they got their shit going. You know what I mean? So,
and I feel like we're in a city where there's a lot of entrepreneurs.
100%. Yeah. I've met a lot of them. So yeah, we might pull some people here that are like, it could be in the trucking industry, it can be in the restaurant industry, it can be in the beauty industry, whatever it is.
Social media.
But that way, you know, we're learning from them and they can learn a little bit off of us. And also creating kind of like a platform or a base where we can network, a community that we can network and like I said, level up ourselves and help people level up, right? Yeah. So that's going to be the goal. I know I'm going to remember some things of that we thought about where this could take us, and I'm not saying it now, you know, normal shit happens. But moving on. So
yeah, I agree on that. I feel like the main goal of this podcast is to create a community of like-minded individuals where we just want to level up, be better people, be successful people, and be better than average.
Yeah, I think we should get straight to it. We're going to hit some topics today so you kind of get a taste of what this is going to consist of. If you hear my little Rottweiler that I have over here, you should show him to the camera. He's the one that runs the show.
Yeah, no, let's let him be. Yeah, this is like real and raw. We are sitting in our dining table, in our kitchen dining table. We have our little dog running around because we can't put him away. If not, he will not put him away, but put him in his crate, because if not, he will go crazy. So we are working with what we got. Yep. Eventually, we do have an extra spare room that we want to convert into like a library / podcast room. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more vibey, and it's just where we go and do this type of thing. But right now, this is what we're working with. So,
and we're getting started with minimal shit, and that should inspire y'all to do whatever you want. You don't need much. No, right? We got the microphones. We're sitting in our dining table, and yeah, it'd be nice if we had the finishing product, right? Like everything.
But we got to start somewhere.
We got to start somewhere. And the main thing is that we're starting.
Yeah, so exactly. So
that's how you should look at whatever you want to do. Don't overwhelm yourself with all the small things that don't really matter.
And just do it.
What matters is the action that you're taking.
Agreed.
And I think that leads into the topic that we're going to discuss today.
Yeah.
And that's the whole manifesting. I will let you start with that.
Well, I think you should start because this was your idea, and I want you to talk about what your opinion on that is, and then I'll talk about mine.
So, I'm sure you've heard of the term, you know, law of attraction and manifesting things. I hate to say it out loud because it sounds like so cliche a bit. A lot of people believe that just because you believe it in your heart and you see it and you're like meditating and you just see it right there, it's going to appear. That's not enough. You know, there's a misconception that manifesting is what's going to bring that to life for you. And that's not the case. The main thing is taking action initiative towards set goal. You know, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that's going to lead you to that vision that you have? It's not just believing it and it's going to come to life out of nothing. That's not the way it works. So it's going to take a lot of hard work. And like I said, day-to-day things. If it's you're trying to get into shape, have you signed up for a gym membership? Are you going on small walks? You know, small increments. And I use the gym as an example, right? But it could be if you're trying to learn, I don't know, how to sew clothes or something, you know? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Are you just thinking it and you're not doing it?
So, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. Here's my take on it. I do think that manifesting and law of attraction is a great tool to achieve your goals, but it is not the way how you're going to achieve your goals or your dreams. Because to summarize what he said, you can't just think it and it's going to happen. You have to think it on a daily basis, write it down on a daily basis, and work towards that goal. And I feel like that's really how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the baseline of law of attraction is thinking of it every day and believing it.
So you don't forget.
And you're believing it. And since you're believing in it, you're taking the action to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're just going to think it and it happens. Of course, we know nothing like that can happen. But if you're every day saying, I'm going to make $500,000 in a year, and you start thinking of that every day, you're saying it to yourself, you're working towards it, you have a plan on how you're going to get there, and you're doing the work, then of course it's going to happen. You can't just think it.
Right.
So I agree with your way of thinking it, but that's how I see it, because I do think law of attraction and manifesting is a good way, or a good tool, like I said, to reach your goals.
But it aligns with what I said. What you're saying is all those things, but you're taking action. It's right. Not just
plain what, and simple, what I'm do
saying
the work.
Yeah, do the work. What I was saying is just you thinking it, right, and believing it, but you're not doing anything. Yeah. Right. But if you're taking the action, even if you don't hit your goal, you're gonna hit somewhere near the goal. Like you said, 500K. If you're working hard and doing the things you need to do to reach that goal, even if you're shy a few hundred K, like you're still higher than where you were before. You know what I mean?
Right.
And adding on to that, at the end of the day, filling your head with all these things, what ends up happening is you end up procrastinating. I'm guilty of that. She's guilty of that. You kind of get overwhelmed with all the shit going on in your head. You know what I mean? So start by taking small steps and make sure those steps that you're taking lead you to or align with what your goal, set goal is. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that's going to lead you to that? Remember, it's not just, oh, in 1 year, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make 500K. And you're still doing the same shit every day. It's not going to happen. So whether it's building up your skill set, learning a trade, take action. That's it.
Yeah. And something to help, or something like he said, procrastination is to battle that inner bitch. And that's something that I'll be honest about, that I struggle with, like discipline and battling my inner thoughts. Like, I have been the person that always lets my inner thoughts win, and I am working towards becoming a better person in that sense, or just trying to fight that and do the things that I know that I'm supposed to do that I'm that are going to make me a better person, versus doing the stuff that aren't, like being lazy and just laying on the couch instead of going to the gym. I feel like I have progressed in that sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody has that problem, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It goes to as something as simple as hitting the snooze button instead of waking up with the first alarm, you know. That's so simple and it sounds silly, right? But you kind of train your mind to put other things off when you, with like, it compounds over time. You know what I mean? And it starts stacking that kind of, like, you're letting yourself down. And if you're not keeping your word with yourself, then how is anyone else going to believe what you got going
on? Yeah. And here's a perfect example. A few weeks ago, I set a goal for myself, or I should say a boundary, of putting my phone on my dresser every night instead of keeping it on my nightstand and scrolling. And my goal, or the better habit that I was going to do, was read a book and then go to sleep. I did it for a week, 2 weeks maybe. And then now I'm back to my phone's on my nightstand and I'm not putting it on my dresser and I'm scrolling at night. So that's like a perfect example of, like, I'm trying, but I'm not perfect. And nobody's perfect, but at least I am putting the effort. And yesterday I was like, okay, I need to get back to doing this again, because obviously it's a problem and I'm trying to fix that problem with better habits.
I think that's very important right there too, that you're trying, right?
Right.
How many of you, because we call each other out on our bullshit.
Yeah. 100%.
And we're always trying to, like, better ourselves, or we catch ourselves lacking in certain areas in our life. Like, oh, you know what? I haven't been reading. I've been screen sucking, or I haven't been doing this, but we catch it. How many of you are doing that? Probably not a lot. Like, you're continuing to do those things, but deep down inside, you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate when people say they don't have time for things. When it comes to, like, bettering yourself, you don't have time. Oh, like, I've talked
to people. But you have 3 hours a day to scroll on the internet or watch TV.
Look at your screen time on your fucking phone and tell me how much time you spend on there. So there's no fucking excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just reality check with yourself. And you can bullshit other people, but at the end of the day, when you're all alone and looking in the mirror, you can't bullshit yourself.
And that just, I think, reels back to the you versus you. It's literally you against yourself and your mind, because the mind is very powerful. And there's, like, those positive thoughts, those negative thoughts. Yep. And you just have to overcome and combat those negative thoughts and just, you know, try to better yourself. Try is the main word. Like, you at least have to try.
I think if everybody, this is my belief, if everybody had, like, an unlimited amount of belief in themselves, the potential would be unlimited.
100%.
This is the example of the whole you versus you again, going back to that, because we do hold ourselves back. Like when you hesitate to do an introduction with someone that you know it might be a good person to network with, you're holding yourself back from hesitating. What they might not, you know, it might not lead anywhere, but at least you're trying and you're putting yourself out there. So just look at that for every other thing in life, man. And this is our little friend right here that runs the show.
Yep. He's going to be making appearances from time to time. But yeah, I think to wrap it up, this is kind of a little taste of...
It's a little snippet.
A little snippet of what we'll be talking about. And it's not always going to be so serious and always so like, this is what you have to do to better your life. Like I said, we'll talk about current events or just other more fun things. And then as you guys get to know us, leave recommendations, you know, so we can also cater to what you are interested in listening to and not just what we want to provide. Like we said earlier, we want to create a community where we can all be like-minded and grow together.
Yeah. And that being said, I mean, y'all are going to see us grow. You're going to grow with us. This is like a rough copy right here. Fucking dining table.
Dog.
We're right by our kitchen. And who knows, maybe a month or two from now, we'll have our studio up and running. It's going to be, you know, a lot better. A lot better, more serious.
Yeah.
But we're taking this serious. So don't think for one second that just because this layout is not what you're used to seeing, that it's not going to be taken serious. So
yeah, this is just a start. Like I said earlier, real and raw.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let little things hold us back from doing this and just get to it. Cause we've been talking about this for a while now. So
yeah, like honestly, to keep it real with y'all, we bought these mics a few months ago and we filmed this already like 3 times.
Yeah.
But you know, straight to the point.
This is the one,
right? But yeah, we all go through that, you know, like hesitation or we're not ready and you're trying to like perfect your craft, but it's never going to be perfect. You just got to fucking throw it out there and keep going, because repetition creates perfection at the end of the day. And if we don't do it consistently, then it's never going to be perfect. Oh, I don't even think perfection is like what I'm trying to say, but
yeah, not perfection, because nothing.
But getting better at it, yeah. you know what I mean.
It's just gonna be fun to look back at once we are in a better place with the podcast to see this very first episode, how it went, where we were sitting,
the dynamic,
and then just who's gonna be listening, like, because we don't know who's gonna listen.
It could be fucking, I don't know, somebody from Asia or something.
Hi, if you're from Asia.
Yeah, we're trying to inspire everybody, man. That's what we're trying to do. And yeah, let's do what we know we got to do. And I'll end with this. If you in this present time, the way that I look at it, I'm the best version of myself right now. The person that I am right now is the best version that I've ever been. But 1 year from now, I know I'm going to be a better person because I'm constantly trying to better myself. Now, if you're sitting there and you're like, I can't relate. 2 years ago, I was in a better position. I was a better person. Then you got to look yourself in the mirror and reevaluate what the fuck you're doing. Because the whole point of life is moving forward and not being stuck or not moving backwards. And yeah, I hope you can take that and just have a conversation with yourself. That being said, I think we should end it here.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this very first episode. If you are excited to hear what we're going to talk about, give us a thumbs up. Follow us. We are going to try to post, I want to say, twice a month is going to be our goal.
Once every other week. And
so that's twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Every other week is twice a month. And we're also going to be posting on YouTube. So if you're only hearing audio, we are going to be uploading our episodes on YouTube where you can actually see us and put a face to the voice. And I think that's it.
That's it.
All right, you guys. We will see you in the next one.
See y'all later.
Bye.